أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنا لمسنا السماء فوجدناها مليت حرسا شديدا وشهبا وأنا كنا نقعد منها مقاعد للسمع فمن يستمع الآن يجد له شهابا رصدا. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that the jinn said that they were also amongst them those who believed and those who did not believe, and those who said very, very audacious things about Allah Ta'ala, very wrong things about Allah Ta'ala. Further they explained, and they were discussing amongst themselves, and they say the jinnat, وَأَنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ اور یہ کہ ہم نے تٹول دیکھا آسمان کو. As we mentioned previously, they used to go up to the skies, the heavens, and they should listen to the discussions taking place there of what is going to happen on earth, what Allah Ta'ala's orders are given to the malaika, etc. They should eavesdrop and come and spy there to some of the fortune tellers and mix it with 100 lies, etc. Now they say, when we went up, and we reached out to the sky, and we found everywhere muliat harasan shadida, phir paya usko bhar rahi hai usme chaukida, and we find that chaukida sakht, that there is very, very strong security now. Everywhere there are the malaika who are doing security, and they are guarding the skies very, very strictly and very rigidly. Washuhuba or ingare, and also flaming fires, that anyone who just intends going up to the skies also now from amongst the jinnat, then these flaming fires, these falling stars are used in order to destroy them and burn them out completely. So they found that something has happened now which did not happen before. Before, comfortably and easily, we should go up to the skies and listen to the discussions taking place. But now we found that there is very, very strong security which was not there before. وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمْعَ اور یہ کہ ہم بیٹھا کرتے تھے ٹھکانوں میں سننے کے واسطے. And they also said that we had previously our places where we should go and listen, and we had our places appointed where our certain hideouts were. We should go and sit there, and then we should listen to the discussions that were taking place. فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنَ پھر جو کوئی اب سننا چاہے. But now we found that the whole system has been changed, and whoever now wants to go up and wants to listen, يَجِدْ لَهُ شِحَابَ الرَّصَدَ وہ پائے اپنے واسطے ایک انگارا کھات میں. He finds a waiting flaming star, a flaming fire waiting for him. That is, the arrangement has been made, whoever even just wants to move up now to the skies, then that flaming fire, that star is let loose on him and destroys him completely. We are surprised now that why suddenly this change has taken place. وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ اور یہ کہ ہم نہیں جانتے کہ برا ارادہ ٹھہرائے زمین کے رہنے والوں پر. And now we don't know. We are also in these deep thoughts and discussions that some great change has definitely taken place. Is it for the worse for the people of the earth, that something terrible is going to happen to the people of the earth? Am arada bihim rabbuhum rashada ya chaaha hai unke haq mein unke rab ne raah par lana. Or has the Lord, the Sustainer, Allah Ta'ala, has He now decided to guide them and bring them on the right path? There is definitely a new thing that has happened. Now what is it? Is it something bad for the people of the earth, or is it something good that is going to happen? Has the Sustainer and the Lord decided something good for them? وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ اور یہ کہ کوئی ہم میں نیک ہے اور کوئی اس کے سوا. And they even admitted this to themselves, that there are those amongst us who are righteous and pious, and there are those who are not like that. who have got bad beliefs, wrong beliefs, and who have got wrong practices also. There were even Jews and Christians amongst the jinnat before this. So there were different groups and different types of people from amongst them. They say this was carrying on amongst them with this new system. Is there some change going to come, or will this still carry on? Kunna tara'iqa qidada. Hum the kai raah par phate hue, and we were in various divisions. We were broken up in various sects and segments. We were not all united in one way whatsoever. We were all just like this, separate, and this was our condition. And now we don't know for the future what is this new system going to be, but there is definitely a change. And we also realize, وَنَّا أَلَّن نُعْجِزَ اللَّهَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. اور یہ کہ ہمارے خیال میں آ گیا ہے کہ ہم چھپ نہ جائیں گے اللہ سے زمین میں. We also realize that we can never ever hide away from Allah in this earth. Wherever we are, Allah will find us. Allah, of course, we know, there is no question about that. Allah Ta'ala is so great, His control is so complete, and wherever we are, He will definitely find us. وَلَن نُعْجِزَهُ هَرَبًا. اور نہ ٹھکانہ پائے اس کے بھاگ کر. And never can we escape from Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, we can perhaps try and escape the law, the police, etc. But with Allah, wherever we are, He knows exactly where we are. In fact, there is a narration in Bukhari Sharif, when a person who had lived a very bad life, when he was passing away, he took a promise from his children that they will burn his body, make it into charcoal, and even crush it more finer when it is very, very fine. Then either on a very windy day or over the sea, they will spread all the remains of his body. And he said, because he lived a bad life and he is afraid to be presented in front of Allah Ta'ala. When it has happened, Allah just said, kun. And it didn't take even as long as saying, kun. And there he was made. Allah asked, why did you do this? Why did you ask yourself to be burnt like this, etc.? He said, in your fear, O Allah. He said, oh, you had fear for me? Go, I forgive you. The fear of Allah is such a great thing. But yeah, it is to show that nobody can escape from Allah. No matter how he burns himself up, no matter how much pieces he makes himself into, and where he is spread, but nobody can escape from Allah, everyone will be presented in front of Allah Ta'ala. Further we read, from this, when they realized all these things, how they had corrected their iman, and how they brought themselves into pleasing Allah, so they don't have to escape Allah, but in fact a person is eager to go to Allah Ta'ala when he pleases him. Wa akhiru da'wana.